Welcome to CISO Q&A, a cybercrime magazine podcast series brought to you by Black Kite, the industry's most accurate, timely, comprehensive, and operational cyber risk intelligence. Learn more at blackkite.com. A special report from Moody's Investor Service features the results of a 2023 90-question survey of more than 1,700 respondents that gauges cybersecurity practices among global debt issuers. Our guest expert is Adam Cowan, Global CISO at Eastman, a Fortune 500 company based in Kingsport, Tennessee. Adam, you brought this survey to our attention. Give us the 30,000-foot view on why it's important.
As a participant in this survey, we've always engaged with Moody's Investor Service in one way or another. Moody's is one of the major credit rating agencies for companies and governments across the globe. These type of ratings are used by investors to make informed decisions on where they're going to allocate their capital. The Moody's customers are important because they represent a wide range of investors, governments, and even financial institutions across the globe. Considering the importance of cybersecurity risk in their calculations, they recently conducted this survey with over 1,700 respondents where we participated.
Adam, 80% of respondents require that new vendors whose personnel or products had access to their in-house computer systems required a risk assessment. But the number drops down to 63% when it comes to the regular monitoring of existing vendors. Give us your perspective on this, but also help everyone listening understand what exactly is a risk assessment for these vendors.
Companies are trying to understand overall, if I'm going to have business interaction with a vendor or I'm going to have business interaction with a partner, what type of data am I going to be sharing with that person and how important is it to my company? And based off of that, a risk assessment is conducted to understand what their cybersecurity maturity looks like or to help them understand areas that other company can build up and put in place, even email server to email server encryption. Sometimes just some fundamental areas have to be addressed before you start exchanging data with another company. And so that's the area of the risk assessment, is trying to understand by engaging with this other company, what level of risk are we taking on by allowing them to have especially access to intellectual property that our company owns. Now, the reason that drops to 63% among existing vendors is because you already know the full scope of that relationship. So you've got an idea of what data you're regularly exchanging with them. There's a known pattern in place. But I will say that conducting a risk assessment on existing vendors is also important as it is with the new vendors coming in.
We'll be right back after a quick word from our sponsor.
Black Kite knows how complex it can be managing your cyber ecosystem risk. You're forced to either use a manual process or rely on old-school ratings or scorecards. Neither option gives you a full picture of risk, and both force you to make decisions with blindsides, and this uncertainty causes increased stress. Black Kite illuminates risk in your cyber ecosystem. Our deep insights help you ease the tension caused by the unknown in your cyber ecosystem. We do this by giving you more than a risk score. We've created an automated system that provides real-time and accurate risk intelligence. Our data is accurate, reliable, detailed, and operationalized, so you can make informed risk decisions across your ever-changing cyber ecosystem. To learn more, visit blackkite.com.
And now, back to the podcast.
Well, like you, Adam, you've shared this before. I have a positive outlook, but there's something that really concerns me here. When I read these statistics, I want to turn them around, and this might scare some CEOs out there who are listening. 20% do not require new vendors whose personnel or products had access to their in-house computer systems, that they don't require a risk assessment. I mean, is that possible? Are there really 20% of the companies? Could there even be one company out there who's a large enterprise that doesn't have that requirement?
Unfortunately, yes, there are those companies out there. You have to keep in mind that even conducting a risk assessment on another company is still a nascent area for cybersecurity and even some other industries. The reason I say that is take a large company like Microsoft. If suddenly I knew that Microsoft had failed a regulatory requirement or had messed up in a security area, I can't go to my executive team and say, we've got to remove all Microsoft products starting today. That's almost a nail in the coffin of a CISO when you're so embedded with a specific company to say they have to be removed. So some of the questions come to, what are we going to do if we find out that there is a gap? What mitigations can we put in place? And that becomes the primary conversation versus just getting rid of a vendor.
Just knowing what you're dealing with when it comes to vendors, forgetting about what you'd actually do about it, would dramatically bring down, I think, the number of software supply chain attacks we're seeing, which is a huge problem.
Correct. But keep in mind, some vendors, the risk may be so low that they don't need to do a risk assessment. If they're making up a scenario, if a company needed 100 email addresses of your employees so that they could send out a newsletter on behalf of the company, you may not want to conduct a risk assessment because the only data they're getting is email addresses.
CISO Q&A is a Cybercrime Magazine podcast series brought to you by Black Kite, an award-winning cyber risk intelligence platform. Black Kite is disrupting traditional third-party risk management practices worldwide, automating the process of providing real-time and accurate risk intelligence so you can improve business resilience. Learn more at blackkite.com.